It's the Red Sox and Rays from St. Petersburg. This is the Herb Chambers Porsche pregame show, and this is the Clubhouse Insider with WEEI.com's Rob Bradford. Rob, let's start with David Ortiz. We are waiting for him to talk and address this steroid situation. He has yet to do so. Any idea why?
Well, yeah, he obviously didn't talk today. I think Terry Francona summed it up best as basically saying they're waiting to get the information that they want. What has to happen is the Players Association has to request the information from the government, which requires multiple court orders, which is the term they're using. And so it's a little bit of a waiting game. And although people don't like to wait and are very anxious to hear what he has to say, this is what they're saying, that this is the reason why it's taking so long, because they have to get the right information themselves.
Other than the fact that 104 people were caught cheating back in 2003, the government really looks like the bad guy in all of this, don't they?
Yeah, well, I think that they're supposed to be the only ones who know. So the fact is that if they're supposed to be the only ones that know, then when it does leak out, then you know where to turn in terms of where the blame pie goes, I guess. So a lot of people have seen this. It had to go through a lot of hands with lawyers, so forth and so on. But at the end of the day, when you have something where one person, one entity is supposed to know the results, which in this case is the government, then you have to turn to that.
To baseball and to the lineup, Victor Martinez is in. Mike Lowell is out. Somewhat to do, I would imagine, with a good right-hander on the mound, but also to do with the fact that now they have the luxury of resting Mike Lowell.
Yeah, they do. And it's going to be a little bit of a challenge to rotate these guys. And Terry Francona mentioned, you know, one of the things that he really wants to do is get Casey Coxman some at-bats somewhere here. Doesn't want to have to sit him for an extended period of time. But, you know, you do have a little bit of a luxury in terms of getting Lowell some rest. But you know what? He's hitting. So you don't want to take out a guy who's hitting too often. It's going to be a challenge for Terry Francona. But one of the things he's proved in the past is that he's pretty good at juggling this type of thing.
And there are always little surprises over the course of a long season. And one of them right now has to be Josh Reddick, who was an afterthought when he was called up. Nobody expected him to be here in the first place. Not only is he here, but he has performed in a short period of time.
Yeah, there's always usually one guy where you say he came out of nowhere and he contributed when you never thought he would. And we think back to spring training about how impressive he was and how he had to work on his pitch recognition and walking a little bit more. And he did that in the minor leagues. And he's come up and produced right away. And they've really needed it. I mean, this isn't something where they're just giving the guy a chance and being having a nice couple of weeks here. They need this guy to produce. And one of the things that the Red Sox have been able to do is when they call up these young guys, usually those guys have come up and been able to contribute to good teams right away. And with J.D. Drew and Jason Bay still hurting a little bit, they need Reddick around.
So Reddick's in. Bay is out. Drew is back in the lineup despite leaving early on Sunday.
Yeah, he said that he went out and ran today and he felt good enough to play, felt much better, obviously, than he did a couple days before. And Jason Bay said that he was good enough to play today, but just felt like maybe as long as J.D. Drew was going to be okay to play, that they would use that. Then they would flip-flop for tomorrow with Drew getting the day off and Bay back in there.
How about Tim Wakefield? We've heard kind of back and forth prognosis, short-term, long-term, not so sure. Where's he at right now?
Well, right now the problem is with his calf, his left calf, where he feels like there's really nothing there in terms of a muscle. He's not able to use it like he wants to, and that's nerve-related in regards to a sciatic problem that stems from his back injury. But the back is better. He threw today off flat ground. He's going to throw a bullpen tomorrow. And he said he probably could pitch right now if the only problem would be fielding his position because the calf is still a problem. They feel like they have to regenerate the nerves in that calf, and then he'll be better.
Obviously, this is a very important stretch of games for the Red Sox. Two in Tampa Bay tonight, and then four games against the Yankees in New York this coming weekend. And as important as these games are for Boston, these two games for the Rays are absolutely crucial.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, it is very important. No one should be looking at just the Yankees in regards to this week by any stretch of the imagination. You really should be looking at the month of the whole. And it starts right here and right now because the Rays are right behind. I don't want to say they're desperate, but they're a very, very hungry team who have their eye on moving up in the standings instead of just treading water, which is what they've been doing of late. So it's going to be a tough road here, and it all starts right now.
All right, Rob, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thanks, John.
We'd like to remind you that you can catch that conversation along with all of our pregame features at WEEI.com. Just click on Audio On Demand. Right now, it's time for the Red Sox Trivia Question, sponsored by KGB. Fenway Park can be reached by which tee line? I'll have the answer later in the show, but if you'd like the answer immediately, text that question or any other to KGB KGB, which is 542-542 on your wireless phone, and the KGB team will have the answer for you in seconds. KGB, the answer to you. On the way, we've got our trip around the major leagues. Up next, Carl Crawford on the inside pitch. This is the Herb Chambers Porsche pregame show on the WRKO Red Sox Radio Network.